For director Oliver Stone, controversy seems to be a way of life. Almost every movie he's made, from Platoon to Wall Street to Born on the 4th of July to JFK, has been the subject of stormy debate. His new picture is no exception. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Natural Born Killers.
Originally, it was a script by Quentin Tarantino about Mickey and Mallory, two young outlaws who fall in love and then hit the road, killing for kicks while the media glorify their every move. If that idea sounds familiar, and even a little stale, well, it ought to. It's been part of the American movie landscape for decades, from Gun Crazy to Bonnie and Clyde to Badlands. But in American life these days, we have practically every variety of violence except this one. Thrill killers in love, it seems like part of an era we've left behind. But maybe that's why Oliver Stone left most of Tarantino's script behind. Because what Stone has done with this material is unprecedented. Natural Born Killers is the most radical film any major studio has released since A Clockwork Orange. It may pose as a thriller, but it plays more like an avant-garde essay on the roots of violence. In this movie, violence is a contagion, and everything in sight has been infected. The media, the family, the state, even the natural world. In many ways, the story itself isn't important. Woody Harrelson plays Mickey, a butcher who turns killer, and Juliette Lewis is Mallory, the girl he rescues from an abusive home. They both give terrific performances, but the people they play are more caricature than character, and their story is essentially banal. Stone even throws in a tabloid TV show called American Maniacs, hosted by another caricature, Wayne Gale, a crazed Australian played by Robert Downey Jr. Not too surprisingly, the TV show dotes on Mickey and Mallory, and so do the kids whom Wayne Gale interviews, kids from Middle America, and even from London, Paris, and Tokyo.
What do you think of Mickey and Mallory, huh?
They're hot.
They're hot.
Totally hot.
I love Mickey and the Mallory. They're so cool. They're so great.
Mickey and Mallory are the best thing to happen to mass murder since Manson.
Yeah, but they're way cooler.
Check all the great figures from the States. Elvis, Jack Kerouac.
James Dean.
Dean.
They are super cool.
Mickey, c'est l'homme.
Jim Morrison, Jack Nicholson, and a bloody pail of nitro, and you got Mickey and Mallory.
I'm not saying, you know, I believe in mass murder, but
don't get us wrong.
Yeah, you know, we respect human life and all.
But if I was a mass murderer, I'd be Mickey and Mallory.
That sequence is efficiently handled, but not terribly surprising. In fact, nothing Stone is telling us here is surprising. It's the way he tells us. Instead of focusing on how his story moves forward horizontally, Stone concentrates on the vertical, on seeing how much dislocation and cross-referencing and ironic counterpoint he can pack into every moment of screen time. Within fractions of a second, he whiplashes among different camera angles, lenses, film stocks. He throws in animation and videotape, grainy black and white, even weird slide projections. Watching this movie feels like an evening of manic channel surfing. In the midst of Mickey and Mallory's dopiest conversations, Stone projects images behind and around them, scenes from their childhoods and their nightmares and from world history. You feel as though you were seeing their conscious and unconscious lives and the forces that have formed them all at once. The technique is innovative and powerful, but be forewarned, it's also shockingly assaultive. Stone has said that he thinks of this movie as a satire, that he expects audiences to laugh out loud. I think he's wrong. Natural Born Killers is remarkable and daringly over the top, but audiences will probably find the laughter freezing in their throats.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.